Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 61 civilians and three UN workers have been killed in a bloody power struggle in Sudan between the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces and units loyal to the General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan, head of Sudan's transitional government.
The violence, which began Saturday, was sparked by a disagreement over the integration of the RSF into the military as part of a transition towards civilian rule. It is the first such outbreak since 2019, when both groups joined forces to oust veteran Islamist autocrat Omar al-Bashir. The United States, China, Russia, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the UN Security Council, European Union, and African Union have appealed for a quick end to the hostilities. They say the fighting threatens to worsen instability in an already volatile wider region.
And analysts are saying that Russian presidency of the UN Security Council has been the most contentious in the memory of longtime UN diplomats. More fireworks are expected this month when Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov presides over the premier event of the presidency. The top Republican on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee says the military needs to do a better job of securing confidential information in the wake of sensitive documents being leaked.
What led to the junior guardsman's suspected actions must be thoroughly investigated, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told ABC's this week. Graham warned critics of the Biden administration against praising the alleged leaker.
There are military members serving today from Georgia and other places who are less safe because of what this airman did. There is no justification for this, and for any member of Congress to suggest it's okay to leak classified information because you agree with the cause is terribly...
That's VOA's Veronica Boderis Iglesias reporting. This is VOA News. A top Ukrainian official says more than 100 Ukrainian prisoners of war have been released in a major Easter exchange with Russia as Orthodox Ukrainians mark the holiday for a second time since Moscow unleashed its full-scale war more than a year ago. More from VOA's Arash Arasvasadi.
It all comes in the same week as another large-scale prisoner swap where officials exchanged more than 100 Russian POWs for about the same number of Ukrainians. Across Ukraine, there are reminders that this is a country at war. Local authorities near Zaporizhia say a Russian missile destroyed a church on Easter Sunday. There, locals spent the holiday retrieving icons and paintings from the rubble. In Ukraine's Chernihiv region, worshippers gathered outside of a church still bearing the scars of Russian occupation from March of 2022. Ukrainian forces recaptured it by the end of that month. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Iran state media says a court has sentenced an air defense commander allegedly responsible for the deadly downing of a passenger plane amid Iran-U.S. tensions several years ago. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard mistakenly shot down the Ukraine International Airlines flight in January 2020, killing all 176 people on board. A new mRNA vaccine is showing promise against skin cancer. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
U.S. researchers reported at a medical meeting on Sunday an experimental mRNA cancer vaccine developed by drug makers Moderna and Merck cut the risk of death or reoccurrence of the most deadly skin cancer by 44% compared with Merck's immunotherapy alone. The findings suggest that adding a personalized cancer vaccine based on mRNA technology could prolong the time patients have without recurrence or death, said NYU Dr. Jeffrey Weber, who presented the findings. Moderna developed a widely used mRNA COVID-19 vaccine in 2020. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has apologized to the victims of a government-sponsored sexual freedom law passed last October that was aimed at increasing protection for women but inadvertently allowed hundreds of convicted sex offenders to have their sentences reduced. The legislation is known as the Only Yes Means Yes law. It is set to undergo reform this coming week to address the legal loophole following months of debate in the country and tension between the two left-wing coalition partners in the government. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.